Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's a beautiful day here in Southwest Arkansas. And we are, it's a little chilly. You notice Gloria's got her coat on. We're taping this and in April. But it's wonderful. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you that we have no cares.
That's right.
We've rolled all of our cares, our worries, concerns, anxieties over on you
thank you, Lord.
For all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, Gloria and I, we came up here one weekend, and we just got our Bibles and our concordances and everything, and we just piled up in the middle of the bed in there. And we looked up scriptures about children. We looked, great shall be the peace of our children,
amen.
Isaiah 54. So, and we wrote all the care of our children over on the Lord. Now, one of our main cares was the fact that we didn't want them in public school because of the environment there and all of that. No use subjecting them to that. And so we couldn't figure. I said, "Well, Gloria, I've seen this too often. I've seen because I'm telling you, Satan can't get to you any other way. Boy, he'll go after your children. Anyway, and we cast all of that care over on him. Well, a young woman by the name of Susan Etheridge, she was a grade school teacher. She had, and her family were already partners of ours, and we knew her family quite well. She had married a young Air Force officer, and I just hadn't been married any length of time, and he was killed. And she came to us. Now listen to this. We're praying about, she said, "How about if I travel with you guys and teach John and Kelly?" Just absolutely a perfect match. And it was, she was so good with the two of them. Well, and you did, but that takes care of that care. Now, we were up here then a number of years later. John was in his teens. And, I tell you what, John, if it had run, John would wreck it, turn it over, tumble it. Gloria had rolled all the care over on the Lord over him and shit, but she went to him and praying in the spirit. See, you don't, well, oh yeah, no. The care, we'd taken care of that once and for all. So then you have to deal with it mentally. You have to deal with the worry and the stress and all of that. And here again, she just said, "Lord, no, I'm not gonna touch the care of it in the name of Jesus."
Care and faith don't work together.
No, they can't. Because care is worry and anxiety
and
torment, the scripture says. We'll see that in the scripture today.
That's right.
And we were up here and over a weekend, and he was out with his good friend, and they had a dune buggy kind of a thing. And yeah, I have to admit, it's pretty cool. I mean, come on. And they were out, running the hills and stuff in that thing. Now remember now, what I started to tell you, the word of the Lord came to Gloria and he said, "My tender mercy watches over John."
My mercy watches over John.
And so she just laid hold of that. His mercy watches over John,
yes.
Watches over him, glory to God. He came in that night. And he came in there and just sat down on the edge of the bed. And he was visibly shaken. And he said, we I don't remember this exactly how it happened, but that dune buggy tumbled and rolled. Mm-hmm. He said, somewhere in the middle of that, he said, "I'm sitting on a little hill there, a few feet away, looking at that thing, as it finally hit. Now, the other boy was banged up a little bit, but he wasn't hurt all that bad. But see what now I'm going, oh God, I'm not worried about John. He's going to get killed and that stuff. Well, that's what would happen. But by rolling all the care and his mercy watches over him, he just picked him out and set him up there so nothing could happen to him.
Dump fear and take faith.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What you gotta do.
Dump fear and take faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, that's the reason it is so important to cast the whole of your care over on this thing. Now, I was preaching in Beaumont, Texas, in Dad Sutton's little church down there. And, going to be there 3 weeks. There was the Asian flu epidemic had hit, and nobody coming. And the first morning, oh man, there wasn't but two people. I didn't know what to do. And so before the night service, I'm just in there on the floor, blah, what am I gonna do? I don't have the money. If I ran a full page ad in the Beaumont paper, what different that day? Nobody knows who I am. What am I going to do? Now, I was just learning it. We just learned it from Brother Hagin. And I'm just down on my knees in there, and it just came up on the inside. Came up on the inside, just kept coming up. Just kept coming up. You better get rid of that care. You better get rid of that care. Oh, yeah. Man, I went over there to the scripture that we've been reading, 1 Peter 5, and I read down one line, and I said, oh, Jesus, this meeting is my care. Now, I'm casting all of this care over on you, sir, and I'm not going to touch it anymore. This is your business. You're the one that sent me here, and I'm not touching that care in my thought.
Care is just another word for fear.
Yeah, it is.
It's fear.
Anxiety,
yeah.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went over and went that search that night. We had the pastor and his wife, and I don't remember now, just a handful of people. Well, what do? Well, you preach it like there's 1,000 there because you don't have any care. You don't give them a little sermonette and go in because there wasn't nobody there. That's where you get thousands.
That's
there's
right.
A preacher like a thousand there. So I rolled all the caravan. And there's a guy come up to me. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Copeland, he said, I don't know what you come here for. He said, the good uns has been here, and the big uns has been here and couldn't have a revival, and I know you can't.
That was encouraging word.
Oh, I give you that warm, fuzzy feeling, you know. And I just laughed. I said, are you kidding me? We're having a landslide, brother. Because, see, I'm talking about what I see coming, not what I'm not moved by what I see in the natural. But I don't have the care. He went out and told somebody, he said, that poor boy don't know the difference between a landslide and a flop. But, see, he's looking in the natural. He's carnal-minded. I'm looking through that care, Gloria. At the end of the first 5 days, that little building was crammed full and people were standing outside listening through the windows.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
So you get rid of that care and give it to Jesus. Now, let me demonstrate this again because you have to realize how this works. If I give Gloria my pen.
Thank you.
Eager to take it. She's my pen taker. and so you come up and say, Brother Copeland, I need to borrow your red pencil. I would have to say, no, Gloria has it. I didn't say I didn't have one. I said Gloria has it. Huh? Well, what about that daughter? Well, that's not my care. No. Lord Jesus has that. Now, notice she gave it right back. Why? It's mine. And you get down there, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy. Well, there's nothing he can do about it because it's your care, it's your problem, and let me give you another scripture. The scripture says, to rest in him. Faith always rests. Faith doesn't worry.
Oh, you care over on the Lord.
God has rested. When we work, he rests. When we rest, he works. Oh, we rest in him. How? Casting all the care on him. We got the scriptures to stand on.
When we rest in faith.
We rest in faith, then he can work. Now, let me tell you something else. Thank you, Lord. I'll do that right now. Let's go over here to Matthew, the 18th chapter. I want to show you a principle here that you don't ever want to forget. Don't ever forget this. In the 18th chapter of Matthew, 18th verse, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Heaven cannot, it isn't that they won't, they cannot do anything in the earth first. When God created the earth, he turned it over to his man Adam. He created the earth and the fullness therein for men, for human beings, put the authority here. Adam sold him out, gave it to the devil. The devil became the god of this world. Adam was literally the god of this world, and he sold it out to Satan. Well, God can't undo that. It took him years and centuries and centuries and centuries. It had to be so exact and so absolute perfect all down through the years to get Jesus in here so he could undo it. It had took a man to go to the cross.
That's right.
It took a man to do it. But now notice this and get it. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The binding and the loosing have to take place first on the earth, and then Jesus is standing behind that thing. He is, in Hebrews 3:1, consider the apostle. I'm going to read that. I can quote it to you, but I want you to put your eyes on it. Hebrews chapter 3. "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the one God sent, and high priest of our profession," the same word translated confession, "Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in his house." Now, he sent Jesus. He sent the apostle, high priest of our profession, Christ, the anointed one. Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father, anointed of God, as high priest over what we do and say of his word in the earth. When we put his word in our mouth and are obedient to it, and we stand on it in the name of Jesus, he's right there by his angelic forces to see to it that it's carried out. Because now if you go back over there to the 18th chapter of Matthew, he said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." To do what? Carry out the agreement.
Yeah.
So now, let's go to our golden text, which is 1 Peter 5. And this sheds a whole new light on this. Verse 5, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another." Yes, sir, we'll do it. "And be clothed with humility." Yes, sir, we'll do it. "For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God." How do we do that, Jesus? "That he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care." All right. "Humble yourselves," this is the Amplified translation, under the mighty hand of God, set aside self-righteous pride. Well, if you can take half of this, I'll carry the rest of it. So that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very, very carefully.
Praise God. Praise
now,
God.
Now, let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4. And we will look at the 24th verse. Now, he's talking to born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking believers. We know that. The scripture says so. That was the norm then.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't get separated until our time. Now, verse 24. Put on the new man, the new creature, after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The new creature, that's you. You have been born again. You renew your mind and do something with your body. And these cares and so forth, Gloria, they're of the mind. That's where the strongholds are in the mind, casting down imaginations. And
care is just another way to say fear.
Yeah. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Now, I was meditating on that some time ago, and giving place to the devil really triggered my thinking. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. And I heard Brother Hagin say what I said some time ago. I'm talking about years ago. Brother Hagin promised God that he would never worry again. Now, you're going to get some outstanding opportunities.
Yeah.
But this is what we're talking about here. And he just promised him that he'd never do it again. So I made the same decision. I'm not going to let the sun go down on a care. And at time, don't you ever lay your head on that pillow. You know what, Gloria, before we started this broadcast, it came across my heart that somebody that's had epileptic seizures and was delivered from them, but they came back. And I don't know you, but I can tell you what happened. Sometime or another, I mean, totally free, totally delivered, but sometime or other, you went to bed afraid you're going to have another one. Now, you go to bed afraid.
Don't do it.
And you just give the devil an opportunity right then. You give it to him right then to put you down. Don't allow him to have it in Jesus' name. You say, no, I cast that care. I'm delivered of that. And you're not putting that on me, Satan. You are not putting that on me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now get! And just lay down there and say, he gives his beloved sleep and I'm going to sleep, praise God. Now you may have to do that night after night after night for a while. Roll all the care of it over on the Lord. And it will go away. The care of it will bring it on. It'll bring it into your life.
Opens the door.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Now then, how much time we got there? So, the whole problem is we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. There's the problem. Now, the next step is put on the whole armor of God. And you notice where the helmet of salvation is? Over the mind.
Yeah.
and you renew the mind to the word.
Ears.
Huh?
Ears. Your ears.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you hear bad things and fear things that people talk about and threatening things.
Oh, yeah. If you spend all your time listening to the news and all that, I mean, you're going to get mad at the politicians and you get, you know, da-da-da-da-da, the only thing you ever talk about and all that, and it gets down in you. So the truth of it is the Word. Find scriptures that cover, let the sword, the sword, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder.
Yes, amen.
Spirit, soul, and body, joints, and marrow.
You know, when I have a thought like that, a fear thought or something comes to me, I like to say out loud, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. That's just the devil trying to sell you something so he can get in.
It's a lie against
the truth. He has to have a door to get in. Yeah, it's a lie against the truth. That's what it is.
Go ahead and talk about that, Gloria. I know you've had lots of experience in that way.
Well, that's all I've got to say about it, but you've just got 30 seconds to close up.
Okay. The whole bottom line is go to the Word. Get the promises and facts that cover your situation. And you stand on them, you write them down, you put them on your refrigerator door. You see to it that you read it every day.
Amen.
We're out of time. I will be back in just a moment. Hello, everybody. I want to tell you a little story now. Right after Gloria and I got married, Gloria's grandfather and grandmother gave us 4 acres, and I was so thrilled. Oh, I'm a landowner. And so I had come down standing right here in this spot, and there was just a dry creek bed that came in down there at that end. I was just standing here just thinking, praise God. I heard the Lord say, see that tree right over there? And I said, yes, sir. He said, if you'll put a dam, a levee, from there over to here, you'll have a pond. I told Pop, Gloria's granddad, I said, Pop, you know, we could dam this off right across there and it'd build a pond. He said, Kenneth, I think the county has a water conservation program going on right now. And the county paid for all of it except $600. Are you hearing me? And I said, I got $600. I think we can do this. And when they dug it all out and they hit springs back in there, the water just all started coming into the place. And then later, water was going out underneath the dam. And it would just leak down, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and so I had people come out and check it out. The dozer operator, the first time around, he was concerned that he was going to get his bulldozer stuck out there, so he didn't core those springs out like it should. So a man, good friend of mine, Denzel Jacks, I called him. He's a dozer operator and built ponds and stuff like that. He said, Kenneth, this is a gravel bottom. He said, you'd have to dig down beneath that gravel. He said, his dozer wouldn't have stuck. So Denzel dug it out to where it was 20 feet at the dam. And then they poured the red clay down there 2 feet deep. So it was 18 feet. And then they broke up, I don't remember now how many bales of hay. And they got out there and stomped that hay into that clay. So it's 18 feet deep at here. And then they made little tiers in it like that so the fish would have, whoa, man. The plan of God. See, God saw this long, long ago when this was a peach orchard that belonged to Gloria's grandfather. God saw it. He saw this prayer place. It's a glorious story. It's a Jesus story. And I'm just so blessed to get to share it with you. the power of your words package. You are the prophet of your own life. You have what you say. You don't have what God says. You have what you say. You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth. Now, if you believe what the Word of God says and put it in your heart, then you have what God says. If you let the devil fill your mind and you say that, then you have what the devil said. Then, how you call it is how it will be. Stop calling things the way they are.
That's right.
Amen. And start calling things that be not as though they were. And it changes everything. Don't say except what God says about your health, about your family, about your finances. Hey, come on. Quit saying what the devil said. Quit saying what other people say and say what God says about it. It'll help you understand how to use your authority. We've got authority in the name of Jesus to change and create our own
environment. Think about the scripture. It says if two of you agree as touching anything.
Yeah, we just read that.
You could agree. You and God agree.
Oh, that's
good. Say the right thing. Isn't that right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. We're sowing these free products into your life. KCM.org, you know what to do. Father, we pray for this entire radio and television audience. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you forget to be in Fort Worth, Texas at the Believers Convention.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
You know that. You are going to be there. You understand? We'll see you then. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.